So I encourage you to ignore that initial bluster of disappointment. When your kids huff and puff, they're trying to draw you into an argument or get you to feel sorry for them. Don't get sucked into those traps. See, I fully expect my son to cut the grass when I ask, but I don't expect him to want to or even to like it. I'm completely comfortable with my kids being bored or upset. So remove yourself and put the ball in their court. Walk away. Sometimes I'll just say matter-of-factly while walking away, "Hey, it's your choice. No chores, no screen time. Up to you." Or, "Hey, I'm going to leave you alone now because I know you can do it." If you stay in the same spot, you will encourage their whining. If they follow you complaining, tell them you're going to clean the toilet. And if they want to talk, they need to grab some paper towels and cleaner. Most of the time, as soon as you remove yourself and they know they aren't going to get any more reactions, they go do their chores. Just not always the way you want them to do it. If they don't, then there's a clear consequence for them. Now, we cover this in greater detail on the Discipline That Works CDs. We teach you how to get your kids to listen the first time. But make sure you understand how to give choices and promises to your children. It's very, very powerful. So I want Casey to end this first CD by sharing with you some great insight from a kid's point of view.